He Will Quiet You with His Love by Betsy St. Amant Haddix. Read by Ellie Johnson. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. Zephaniah 3:17. A month after my husband of 9 years left me, I went on a women's retreat to Colorado led by Stacy Eldridge and Ransomed Heart Ministries. The first few days, I was numb to the March snow piled around me, numb to the new reality of single motherhood waiting for me back home, and numb to the boiling storm inside my heart begging for release. But the Lord didn't let me stay numb for long. After days of fellowship, comfort food, corporate worship, intense workshops, and a ton of quiet time alone with the Lord and my raging thoughts, he broke through. My husband didn't love me anymore, but my bridegroom did. Once I was home and the power of those emotions faded, a dear friend mailed me a card that I still have to this day in my dresser, some 7 years later. It simply contained the verse from Zephaniah 3:17, reminding me of God's love. He wouldn't let me forget. He still loved me. After that, encouragement piled in from all sides. Text messages, gift cards, surprises in the mail, offers to help mow my yard and prepare my house to sell. Eventually, these efforts faded as time went by, understandably so. But you know what never stopped? The hearts. I began to see hearts everywhere. In the rocks under my feet, in the celery in my soup, in the crack in the table, in the crumb from my bread, in the dirt on the carpet from my shoe, literally anywhere and everywhere. And they usually came during a rough time, days when I felt the most lonely or unwanted or unlovable. At first, I thought it was just me seeing something out of nothing. Why would God intentionally send me hearts? There was no scriptural evidence that he would do that. Then I started realizing that if I believed in God's sovereignty, then he was absolutely in control of whether or not that heart appeared in that cloud or rock or in that bowl of soup. And he was absolutely in control of whether or not I saw it. One day I was pumping gas and my tears were about to spill over. It'd been a hard day. I had a bad case of the it's not fairs and was feeling completely incapable and unforgotten. I glanced down and there it was, a giant heart in the oil stain on the pavement. I started giggle crying. I was seen. I was loved. God loves you too, and he's not limited to predictive or expected measures of demonstrating that love. We know that ultimately God demonstrated his love for us through his Son, Jesus, on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, we know God's love. 1 John 4, 9-10 says that in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, but God shows his love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You might not see hearts, but maybe you see something else. Maybe you sense or remember God's presence the most when you feel wind on your face, or when you sink into a hot bath, or when you see a butterfly or a particular flower in an open field. His options of expressing love are limitless. Why not ask him to open your eyes to the myriad of evidences of love around you? Pour into his word, bask in his presence through prayer and worship, and find him in the unexpected.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.